Welcome to Torah Imechanach Yomi with the Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schminman, and we are thrilled to have each one of you as part of the Nachyomi program. You are one of close to 5,000 participants worldwide, learning together, growing together, perek by perek. Mazel tov to each one of you on the completion of Sefer Yehoshua, and welcome to those of you joining us as we begin Sefer Shoftim. We are grateful to Mrs. Michal Horowitz for her erudite and inspirational presentations and look forward to Rebbetzin Rebecca Belazon's audio shiurim. I'd like to offer a closing thought as we leave Sefer Yehoshua. Rav Hai Gaon, the last of the Babylonian Gaonim, who lived in Babylonia in the 11th century, writes that the Aleinu Tfila was composed by Yehoshua as he led the children of Israel into the Promised Land. The initials of the first sentences read backwards form his name, or his original name, Hoshea. The Chidah suggests that the numerical value of Shor, ox, the animal used to describe the tribe of Yosef in Yaakov's blessings, as well as Yehoshua's tribe of Ephraim, equals the words Aleinu Lishabeach in numerical value, 506. This prayer, Aleinu, plays such a prominent role in our liturgy, ending every tefillah service and is a focal point of the Yom Kippur Musaf. Jews throughout the ages died with Aleinu on their lips. In fact, halachically, the Mishnah Berurah says that if we walk into shul, whether we're davening or not, if the congregation is reciting Aleinu, we are obligated to join and recite Aleinu. Why? What is the message that Yehoshua was aiming to convey? And what is the message to us today? Why is it such a focal point of our liturgy? The Aleinu is a message of our uniqueness and unity. Shelo asenu kigoyei ha'aratzos velo samanu kimishpachos ha'adama. Hashem did not create us like the nations of the land and did not place us like the families of the earth. Hashem chose us, and acknowledging this connects us to Him. But how? What are the tools to connect? What is the connection-building tool? The answer is the gift of Torah. We have the opportunity to recognize Hashem and His greatness by studying His Torah. The Birkas HaTorah, the blessings on the Torah which we recite daily, both men and women, highlight this idea, Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim v'nasan lanu es Torah so. It is He who has chosen us from all the nations, and it is our duty to connect with Him. Hashem gave us the tools to connect, and we have them in our toolbox. Yehoshua's message to the people in his day was to highlight the nation's relationship with Hashem and His sovereignty in the heavens and the earth. Today, too, we must recognize Hashem in our everyday lives and look for the points of inspiration to grow in our connection to Him. It's the learning daily, connecting to the holy words, infusing our lives with eternal messages that underscores the message of Yehoshua ben Nun, Hu Elokeinu Ein Od, Efes Malkeinu Efes Zulaso. This is our God, there is no other truth. God alone is our ruler. This is a message in the time of Yehoshua and a message for our times today. Mazel tov again on completing Sefer Yehoshua, and I look forward to continue our learning together with Torah Imecha, Nachyomi with the Women's Initiative.